Prayer for a Calm Heart and Home by Arlene Pelicane. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Matthew 5:9. Each home will have its own level of neatness to aspire to, but there is something that everyone can agree upon as ideal: living in a calm, peaceful home. What is the atmosphere of your home on most days? Could you describe it as a place of refuge, or is it more chaotic or stressful? There's the visible calm of a clean, orderly home, and there's also the invisible calm of a welcoming, loving environment. What if you've had a lousy day, or week, or month? I know I've had bad mornings and still manage to smile at a room full of strangers in a meeting. Somehow, we can put negative feelings behind us and act civilly, even warmly, to acquaintances and coworkers. Yet our families and closest friends can get the emotional scraps of the day. The Bible says it exactly this way twice: better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. Proverbs 21:9 and Proverbs 25:24. The writer of this proverb would rather live in an awful spot, unsuitable for cold or rain, than in a comfortable house with a sour, scolding woman. No external conveniences can replace the desire and need for internal peace. Do you realize the power you have to create a calm environment? You can invite the Holy Spirit into your life today so you can be joyful even when circumstances aren't. You can show love towards your family by speaking a love language such as words of affirmation, gifts, time, acts of service, or physical touch, even if you don't feel like it. The outside world can be a noisy, harsh, ungodly place. Your home can be a needed refuge for the soul. A refuge is a place of resort and safety, a dwelling place, high tower, shelter, and hope. Purpose in your heart that when you're home, you will do everything in your power to create a peaceful place. That may mean turning off the TV and computer more often, nagging less, looking for areas to praise instead of criticize, and possibly dusting the blinds from time to time. Let's pray. Dear Lord, forgive me for being quarrelsome and ungrateful sometimes. Help me to be an agent of love in my home. Your word says, "Blessed are the peacemakers." I want to be a peacemaker in my home. Change my heart that I might be calmer and more respectful to those closest to me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.